This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours daily, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Right here on GCN. We're carried on other networks, AM, FM, satellite, YouTube, and a telephone listen line, podcasts. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Ron Gibson. The Ron Gibson channel on YouTube posts this broadcast every day. And thank you so much, Ron Gibson. Does a wonderful job. I had a chance to have a meal with him on the East Coast. It was great to meet him. He's been doing this for years, posting this every day, tirelessly. Thank you so much, Ron Gibson. Justin's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you, Justin. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Well, happy 4th anniversary.
Today's the day, you and me?
Today's the day. 4 years ago today was my first time on USA Prepares talking about the financial state of the union.
4 years. 4 years. And so you've been wiping smiles off people's faces on the radio and at the expo and at the meetups for 4 years with me.
No, everybody needs a hobby.
Time flies. Jeez. Well, John, it's a happy anniversary, John. It's delightful being with you.
It's also a special day, and the reason it's so easy for me to remember is February 22nd is my mother's birthday. Mm-hmm. And if she were still with us, she'd be 95 today. And she died just over 25 years ago, and in a few weeks will be the 25th anniversary of me meeting Becky. So a lot of big anniversary type dates coming up here. And my mother was named Georgia because she was born on George Washington's birthday. Not that any kid in school nowadays would know things like that. You know, when we went to school, you know, we at least knew when Washington and Lincoln's birthdays were.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a really interesting point. We really did. Now it's President's Day? It used to be George Washington's birthday, Abraham Lincoln's birthday. And now it's President's Day. John, I was traveling yesterday through the back roads of Missouri and Kansas. Did about 400 miles in the truck. I noticed something very disturbing. Main Street. Now, you can tell the building's age by the architecture and the construction material. So I was looking at these main streets as I traveled through these highways and byways. Towns of, let's say, 1,000 people or so. Small towns. Small town America. You can call it Mayberry if you want. Like Mayberry RFD. Well, the buildings are falling down in the middle of Main Street. They're vacant. They're empty. They're closed. I saw very, very little traffic. Very, very few vehicles in front of me. Very few. At one time, there were three vehicles in front of me on this 200-mile trip. Three vehicles. That was the most. Looks like people are... It was Sunday, but, you know, still people I would expect would be out. Main streets were vacant. Buildings were boarded up. Roofs had collapsed. Maintenance was neglected. Small town America is drying up, John. That's the point. I've seen it in Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana, West Virginia, Kansas, and Missouri. Firsthand, within the last 6 months, I've seen it in all those places. It's pretty unsettling. Now, if you live in a big city, like, Springfield, Missouri, or one of the cities in Texas, you probably don't see it as I saw it yesterday. It's one of those signs. It's one of those signs that tells you things are not well in America. They are absolutely not well. And people don't have the... When you look at them, the farmers, when you look at them, their posture tells you they're worn out. They're hunched over. They don't stand erect as they used to. Part of it's because we're getting older. But I think part of it is the outlook is just not there. It doesn't look positive. I don't see much happening that I'm really pleased about. Tonight I'm going to the meetup at Jimmy's Egg in Springfield. And we have a special meetup. I'm going to say a few things that are probably going to be some quite unsettling. Time is short, in my opinion. And my attitude will probably indicate that. And the Beninati family will be with me. And we're going to be talking about what it's like to have 911 called on you. You're going to hear it firsthand if you come to the meetup tonight at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 p.m., Springfield, Missouri, on Battlefield Road. And it's free. If you'd like to have dinner with us, we invite you to do that. The restaurant closes. Jimmy's Egg is a breakfast and lunch restaurant. They close at around 2 o'clock Monday through Friday. And on Mondays, they open up just for us at 4:45. So it's kind of a private get-together. But we invite those who think like us. If you are a government spy and you plan on being there tonight, I guarantee you will be very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. And if you're a government spy and you attend tonight, I have a feeling that you will want to leave very, very quickly. And you'll get a chance to see that if any show up. Captain John Reagan, what's on the agenda for today's class? I'm at the financialstateoftheunion.com news tab.
Well, let's go down to the bottom and start off a little bit on the lighter side in government smarts.
Okay.
The first article it's an article about how Jeb Bush forgot to renew his website, and it redirected to Donald Trump. And yeah. I had checked that out, and it did redirect to Trump's website. It no longer does that. There's another page up, but it's no longer Jeb Bush's website. I just thought that was funny. We saw where Hillary, doesn't know how to use a fax machine. Jeb can't seem to manage to renew his website, so... I think that would point out that Jeb is as equally competent as Hillary to be president.
Okay. Would you like an exclamation point on that? I have one. I really do.
Sure.
I don't know if I ever told you this story. back in the 1980s, I worked for a bank, and I was in charge of data communications. That means that all the computers that were at corporate headquarters for this particular bank, connecting them to other computers and connecting them among, you know, the terminals and so forth, the hundreds and hundreds of terminals to the computers. That was my job. So my department was data communications. And one of the things that we had external links to EDS and the credit bureaus and so forth. Well, we built this new data center with the latest IBM mainframe computer. It was a really neat little computer. Actually, it was a big computer in a small package. So we built this data center. We had Halon and, you know, the fire extinguisher, the automatic equipment, the Liebert power control systems. It was really, really nice looking. It was a glass room. The computers were in a glass room, raised floor, cooling from the floor up through the bottom of the computers and out the top. And the blinking lights were with the data communications was my department. Well, of all the equipment to look at, mine was probably, my responsibility was probably the most fun to look at because it had the most blinking lights. Well, one of the members of the board of the bank was past president Gerald Ford. And Gerald Ford was coming to town. So there were about five or six of us in the in the glass room with President Ford, and we were talking about the millions of transactions in the database and what the computers did and how they worked. And so we were talking for a good 20 minutes with President Ford, and he was leaning on one of these large disk drives. Think of it like the size of a refrigerator cut down to about waist high. So it was a package, a footprint of a refrigerator, a steel box, IBM steel box. So he was leaning on this thing. And he's going, And we would tell him, you know, more statistics and he seemed very, very interested, but he didn't ask any questions and he didn't interrupt and say, hold it, wait a minute, what'd you just say? None of that happened. He just said, And at the end, we said, Mr. President, do you have any questions? And he said, just one question. What's the difference between hardware and software? That was the question. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that he asked such a simple question after we gave him all kinds of mental charts and graphs and statistics and transactions and throughput and unbelievable how he asked such a simple question. And the thought that came first to my mind, this guy has the red phone. He can pick him up and say, that's it, I've had it, nuke him. That's the guy. He had that power. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. John, what do you think of that story? It's absolutely true about the red phone.
Well, actually, there's no such thing as a red phone.
In my mind, that's what we were told. And that's
what we're told. But when I was at the Pentagon, I got a chance to see the Washington-Moscow hotline. And it's not a phone. And in fact, at the time, they were getting ready to switch over to the computer-based version. But up to that point, it was teletype.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not a phone on the president's desk, but he is the one that issues the orders. So it's still just as scary.
Well, that's what the mental image that came to my mind was, you know, here's a man who's in charge, he didn't know the difference between hardware and software, and it really didn't sit well with me for a number of reasons. Number one, he's on the board of directors of the bank, okay. And banks are absolutely unable to conduct business without computers, right? They can't do it. Not in today's world. Same with insurance companies. So here's a guy who's on the board of directors, and he didn't know the difference between hardware and software. I found that unbelievable. And I remember saying to the security guard at the desk in the front of the building, I said, "You guys swept the steps, right? Because President Ford's coming. You know, he falls down a lot because of his bad knees. He made sure no cigarette butts or anything on the sidewalk, right?" I was just kidding, but you know, he did have some football injuries and banged up his knees, and that's probably why I was leaning on that Winchester disk drive, the IBM Model 3030 disk drive. But it's a true story. And there's another true story about when I was in California. I got to tour Ford Aerospace. Got to see a satellite being manufactured. And I met the senior vice president in the parking lot. And he kind of pointed and he said, you know, over there, it's a big antenna. Well, we used to have that antenna on the other side of the parking lot. And it took 90 engineers 9 months to move it from that side of the parking lot to the other side of the parking lot. And then he said, and Henry Ford was on the board at the time, one of the grandchildren of Henry Ford. And he got out of his limo and said, wow, okay, how many of those do we make a day? He had no idea. He had no idea that you don't bang these things out. There's only a few of them in the entire planet. And it took 9 months to move it, you know, from one end of the parking lot to another. And he's thinking that these are coming out of the assembly line. And who was he? He was on the board of directors of Ford Aerospace. He had no clue. So now I know there are two guys at high-level positions on boards that really don't know much about what they do. Just another thought. Have you, John, do you have any stories like that? Where you met some people who were in charge who really didn't know that much?
None comes to the top of my head, but I tell you, every so often I apologize to Becky, you know, saying, I'm sorry, I'm not incompetent enough to make money.
You know, John, that's a very valid point. I was in the truck with our son yesterday, and I was telling him about how people make money and how you have to be willing to make a lot of money. You have to be willing to, and a lot of times, cheat people. You have to be willing to take advantage of people. One way I think is to run for office and then get a lot of contributions and then say, you know what, I can't do it. I can't do it. Or start a company with a marginal concept that people might believe and sell stock. And people throw money at you. Then you sell your stock. It's another way of making money. Wow. Okay. What's next?
Let's get the three branches of government. It's not very often I put a cartoon up, and this is basically in like a high school government class. Mm-hmm. Billy, can you name the three branches of the U.S. government? Sure. Greed, cronyism, and propaganda. Now, Billy, that's not right. Tell me about it.
That, you know, I don't think that's a cartoon. I think that's a historical fact. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back. This is USAPrepares.com. We got a little sidetracked today, but we're getting right back to class.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
Network Reputation Analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us. The Financial State of the Union.com. Okay, John.
Well, while we're down at the bottom, let's pick up on SCOTUS replacement theology, Supreme Court of the United States. The one thing that we can agree upon is that we do have an issue with a vacancy on the Supreme Court. There's a lot of unanswered questions that will forever remain surrounding the death of Scalia. There's the second time since 1963 that a high federal person has died in Texas without an autopsy. even though an autopsy is required by state law in a case like Scalia's. And even if there had been an autopsy, I doubt there would have been anything conclusive, because there's been technology out for at least the last 20 or 30 years where they can induce a heart attack, and you can't tell the difference between that and a naturally occurring heart attack. So, you know, we can speculate all day long and get nowhere, but the ramifications that we can at least agree, it's not great timing with all the cases that are in front of the Supreme Court right now. There's going to be a lot of things end in 4-4 ties, which means the lower court ruling stands. And we may even see Obama slip in a recession or a recess appointment if the Supreme Court is adjourned, and that would last through the end of his term. So just to get things straight, first there's the rules. Obama Constitution is pretty clear. Senate must consider my SCOTUS nominees. Well, that's the rules when a Democrat president has a Republican Congress, is that the Senate should do their job and, you know, take care of the appointment. However, we see a different set of rules when there's a Republican president and the Democrats are in Congress and the Senate, and we've got some nice choices here. One from 2005. This is when Bush nominated Alito, and Senate Democrats, including Clinton and Obama, attempted to filibuster the nomination. Then later in 2007, Chuck Schumer, Senate should block Supreme Court nominees for 18 months. And this isn't anything new. Back in 1960, Democrats and Senate passed a resolution against election year Supreme Court appointments. So that's the political rules of the game. Democrat in power, you darn well better pass it. Republican in power, hold off until after the election.
You're not waiting for me, are you?
I was wondering if you were still there.
Yeah, I'm still here.
And I think that just sets the stage, and nothing else. Let's go ahead to A Tale of Two Droughts.
Hmm.
Canada, again, no big difference from last week. However, Texas, we, until yesterday, hadn't had any rain here in some time. And we jumped from basically 12% of the state being abnormally dry last week to almost 45% being in at least that condition for this reporting period. And about 3.5% of that is actually in drought. So our population-wise, we went from zero people affected by drought last week to this report of nearly 2 million affected by drought. Now, between the rain yesterday and the rains we'll be getting tonight, we'll probably see those numbers come down next week. But again, just to point out how quickly things can change. And unfortunately, once things start going south, we won't have these nice tools we can pull up on the internet to see things like weather and climate. We'll just have to rely on reports from people traveling.
Yeah. Interesting you say that, John. I was doing some tractor therapy over the weekend, and as I was going around, I was spreading manure with the chain harrow and driving around with this 10-foot by 10-foot mesh of a very heavy chain, half-inch thick chain. And I was thinking, about the satellites. And I remember reading and hearing that the United States was not replacing some of its aging satellites. And back in just after 2000, I remember seeing a report by the Weather Channel that they were having difficulty because of the aging satellites. Have you read or heard of anything since then? Have we replaced any of these aging satellites, or do we just engineer the weather and we know what's going to happen because we engineer it? Well, they engineer it, I should say.
I haven't seen anything specific on that.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? No new news about, and we used to hear the reports about that space launch is coming up, and that space launch that we just had, that was a communication satellite. They're always communication satellites. No matter what spy satellite they were putting up, they called it a communication satellite. I guess that was because we'd communicate with it and direct it, and it would report back the information that we wanted it to report back. So they're all the satellites are communication satellites. Even the ones that are designed to take out other satellites, they'd still be probably considered communication satellites. Okay, what's next?
Well, let's talk about the wonderful state of our finances, because I'd say otherwise it's peddling fiction.
Sure.
just to give an update on the Baltic Dry Index, it's up another one today to 316. That's still horrifically low. And I really didn't think it would get down much below the upper 400s, but boy, was I surprised on that one. And I actually left out of the report today. I had reports of job cuts in transportation and mining companies. That just three of these were about 20,000 people worldwide. So it's continuing to get more and more interesting. And another sign that things are going to get more heated. The first link there in financial, more pension woes. And this originally I saw from the Kansas City Star, and there's also the Fox news link there. A 250,000 retired truckers, Teamsters, are looking at 50% pension cuts. So whatever they were planning on getting, just cut that in half, in some cases up to 60%, and that's what they get now. And it's not just that, and of course we've talked about other pension plans that have already started cutting. The next one down, state of Illinois is bankrupt. Illinois has $111 billion unfunded state pension. It has $8 billion in unpaid bills. Our revenues are declining. The state is a mess. And then you get down, the next one also talks about Illinois, needs $9.4 billion in new taxes by 2019 to survive. And that's assuming costs don't go up. It's the cities as well, Philadelphia, $5.7 billion in their crisis. And the state and local governments, can't do like the federal government and print money. And, I don't think that they're going to be able to do the negative interest rate thing, at least just yet. So if they are able to borrow money, which typically they're more restricted on borrowing, some states even require balanced budgets, it's a large amount of money. It's a structural problem. It's not going away. And unfortunately, we see all these promises made. A lot of this is, from the union side of things. And, that they got the loyalty out of those promises, even though they're not able to pay. And it's so frustrating that the people that are now facing the results of those broken promises are still staying loyal. And it's not just Democrat areas. They're, you know, even Republican states are having you know, these types of problems, but typically not as bad as the Democrat states are.
Sometimes at night I think about these things, and my eyes are closed, and it's the quiet of the night, and I was thinking about exactly this. I was talking with one of my friends who owns a small business in our little hamlet, and we were looking at some of his inventory. And he had a trailer that he bought, an old trailer that he stores his inventory on his farm. And he's telling me the revenue agent came by and said, I got it, I found it, I'm going to tax you for that trailer. He said, No, you're not. It's got tires on it. You're not going to tax me for it. And, you know, the revenue agent in the story was so delighted. She found a little tiny amount of revenue in his trailer. We'll be right back.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan was, and I was mentioning that the revenue agent came by to a friend of ours, a very tiny business, very small business, a necessary business in this farming area where we live. And the revenue agent was so excited because she found a trailer that she thought she could tax. Now, how much can you tax an old trailer? Maybe $20? Maybe? Maybe $10? Literally, I'm not exaggerating. And so I'm thinking that these revenue agents are going to be coming around more and more looking for that revenue that they think that they need to steal from us at the muzzle of a gun or the threat of stealing our property by selling it at the courthouse steps for taxes. It's kind of an outrage. It is an outrage. And it bothers me. It really bothers me. And so as I was thinking while I was partially awake and partially asleep, I was thinking, the answer is really simple. Let's fire half of the government people who are bleeding us to death. Okay, they don't have enough money to survive. Let's have them do what's happening to us. We're doing with less. We're cutting every kind of expense we could possibly cut. How about we have them do the same thing? Have them stop feeding at the public trough. John, your thoughts?
Well, that would, help a little bit. But unfortunately, a lot of what's gone on now is, just like with Social Security and Medicare, it's the unfunded liabilities of these programs that, if you cut it, then that's paying for the people that were counting on the programs. And if you keep it, you're bankrupt.
Yeah, I'm talking about local. I'm talking about local revenue. These local guys that come around and bother us. And if you think about it, these local government minions. It seems to be their mission in life, their job description, to go out and find more revenue and enter ways of monitoring us and taxing us by every little thing we do. It seems like that's what they do, and I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick of these guys just showing up on my property. Now we keep the gate locked. We keep the gate locked to keep those thugs out. I don't want them on my property. I don't. I don't. I don't appreciate seeing them just showing up. And why is it that they just show up? Why is it that the cops don't pick up the phone and call? Hey, I just have a question. Can you answer it? No. They bash the door down with no-knock warrants. And it's not a no-knock warrant. It's a bash-the-door-down event. I think it's an outrage. And as I was driving around on the tractor thinking about this, I was thinking that they will bash our doors down. They'll go to one of their buddies who is a guy in a black dress. They'll say, hey, listen, we need to bash this guy's door down. Is that okay? Okay, what? Do you have to do it? Yeah, we got to do it. We think well, there's a reason for it. Okay, go ahead, bash the door down. So they ask their buddies if they can bash the door down. Their buddies say they can bash the door down, then they come and bash the door down. Or they bash the door down anyway, without their buddy's approval, the guy in the black dress. And here's the point. Who pays for the bashed down door? I guess the owner of the door. Now, what if we wanted to go see them? What if we said, hey, I want to see the chief of police? The chief of police is almost always behind bulletproof glass. You can't get to the chief of police. He's well protected. So do we go and bash his door down? I don't think so. I think we're a little more polite than that. We try to make an appointment and hopefully we can see him. And that hardly ever happens. The point is, we don't go and bash their doors down. They bash our doors down. There's something wrong with this system. Okay, I'm done venting.
Let me just run through the rest of the financial odds and ends. We've talked about deer. They're cutting guidance 10%. China's got additional $1 trillion debt first 2 months. Core inflation up. And De Beers is in trouble because Russia's planning to flood diamond market with over 167,000 carats of diamonds.
Yeah, diamonds are a controlled market. They limit the availability of diamonds to purchase to keep the price up. And are diamonds really a girl's best friend? I don't think so. Okay, John Reagan, I'll be right back right after these few short commercial announcements and top of the hour news. By the way, Mrs. Finelli didn't get a diamond engagement ring when we first were engaged. Actually, we weren't even engaged. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all...